TCM Podcast, all about Chinese medicine. Welcome to a new episode at Traditional Chinese Medicine TCM Podcast. It has been a long time since we heard each other, so I hope you will again enjoy my voice and the topic which I'm interested about firstly. So having said that, I would like to share the story about the synchronizations, or better to say spontaneous synchronization, especially within the Chinese medicine principles. So I hope you find it interesting, because synchronization is used in so many aspects of the life, and we can explain pretty much everything about the life, the philosophy, and the very basic ideas about the existence of the universe. So, for example, the Chinese, especially the very old Chinese philosophies, say that everything in Tao exists in a synchronistic relationship, and the Tao transmits the breath of life that powers the universe. It is considered that the Tao surrounds the universe and transmits different patterns of energy into the universe. The macrocosm communicates with the microcosm, and different patterns might affect and reorder seemingly unrelated events in the outer world. So, for example, imagine that destiny has a variety of patterns, which Chinese call Li, which can create the shapes and behaviors like genetic repository or universe's DNA, for example. Let's explain it in this matter. So, when expressed in living matter, the universe's DNA manifests as an organic DNA. Therefore, implementation of the Book of Changes, or I Ching, about a thing can be like searching individual DNA in order to discover the segment of genetics currently running. Well, about Taoism is that they believe that the visible universe, or in Chinese which is called Tai Ji, is a manifestation of the Cosmic Mother, or in Chinese which is Wu Ji, and is destined to return to nothingness. So this nothingness, Chinese call it Wu. The universe's DNA do not absolutely determine the future, because the patterns from the Cosmic Mother can change the current order and introduce overwhelming forces that usurp destinies. Each thing in the universe is in a state of inaction, which Chinese call Wu Wei, which means harmony within the patterns, or let's say do nothing and let things take their own course. A very basic idea related to synchronicity in Chinese philosophy, and as a matter of speaking, within Chinese classical way of thinking, is related to coincidence. And in Chinese, coincidence is called yuanfen, which means basically intersection of fate and destiny. And coincidence is actually sees as a fate and destiny on separate paths. Very famous Taoist philosopher Zhuangzi, which lived up to 286 BC, posits that the structure of the cosmos resembles woven fabric, with people, time, places, things, and events running along the threads of the warp and woof, and personal meaning at the cross points. Chinese believe that the destiny is imprinted at birth in human soul. In Chinese, the soul, they say the. While fate, direct external forces that can influence the life path in order to achieve destiny. There is a famous Chinese idiom, Yo Yuan Wu Fen, which means destined to meet, but not fated to be together. which basically implies fate without destiny, or better to say, a brief convergence when fate and destiny might diverge again later. The Book of Changes, very famous in Chinese, which is Yi Jing, is the ancient Chinese divination method using law of synchronicity and unconsciousness as a tool for interpreting reality. It basically means synchronicity connects two seemingly unrelated simultaneous events through their meaning. To be synchronistic, the connection must not be explicable as cause and effect. There, it is considered there are three kinds of synchronicity. Where will be the first coincidence between a thought or feeling and an external event. The second is a dream or vision linked or coinciding with an external event that was not observable. And the third is a dream or vision about a future event that actually happens. Going along the synchronistic path can further align us with the universal energy, transforming our lives in ways we can't yet comprehend. Well, this is basically about very basic Chinese cosmology and ideas about synchronism and synchronicity, where Taoists express basic cosmology as a nature of duality. And the nature of the Tao is absolute unity. And in changing factors, we are created by the movements between opposing forces that creates a material world of day and night, life and death. The dual forces that gave rise to the cosmos are in essence the same as those that gave rise to the mind. It is within the synchronicity of all movements that the Tao can be found, the primordial pattern of return which governs all things. All existence is manifested through the Tao. All materialized things form through an aspect of the Tao known as Qi. We all know that Qi is a form of vital life force through which things gain their physical expression. The opposing aspects within Qi activate the existence of the material world. In reality, transmutations of Qi during his ceaseless movements between Yin and Yang. And Yin and Yang exist in constantly changing phases of existence. The phase of existence that manifests is dependent upon how much Yin energy is present in relation to the amount of Yang energy present. The possible combinations of Yin and Yang energy give rise to the concept or conception, so-called, of the five-phase transformation, which are the very basic postulates in Chinese medicine and basically in Chinese philosophy of elemental philosophy of understanding the nature. The five-phase transformation recognizes that the tangible world is an expression of the five combinations of Yin and Yang energy. A final condition in these cosmological conception is our natural call to align with the cosmic principle through the individual aspect of the Tao which each possesses as souls, which I started actually all this topic about from the very beginning. As we cannot rely on speech or ideas concerning truth, the only way we may find alignment with the Tao is through the souls, as I mentioned. And soul is the aspect of the Tao present inside each individual. Without rational thought or speech, it is here we find a driving capability to become fully and authentically human. We learn to access our souls through acting with Wu Wei. Sometimes the concept or Wu Wei is interpreted as the necessity for non-action. Far from advocating non-action, it is the direction to be supple and flexible, to rely on soul and an alignment with the synchronous moments of the cosmos to produce spontaneous action. Firstly, we must recognize the limitations of our human distinctions. Then we must accept that continuing to adhere to them causes a disruption in the structure through which qi should flow freely. Wu-wei is a relationship between release and action, where we find the paradoxical way of allowing the most effective and perfect action to occur. To achieve emptiness and ability to act with Wu-wei, a person must learn to sever the attachments that are held to sensory images. The senses and our sensory experiences are only fleeting and impermanent transmutations of qi. The nature of qi is movement, passing through the various phases as the aspect of yin and yang strive for balance. The dynamic nature of qi gives us being from non-being, but it also means that all things are impermanent and forever changing. Our attachments to transitory sensory perceptions fill our consciousness. Qi declines with sensory attachments. As the sensation that generated attachment continues along the synchronous pattern of transmutations, our qi will travel with it. So, in short, everything in an accusal reality is synchronistic, because no true causal link exists between events. Instead, events unfold as patterns. Even physical laws manifest as repeating patterns. Proficient people in Wu-wei, guided by Tao, and acting without conscious intention, attain a patterned harmony with Tao. For example, archers who perform the shooting in which you do not shoot can hit a target repeatedly and effortlessly, like the action of a physical law. Qi, we all know what it is, which is basically the basic constituent of all matter and transmits the vibration of correlative resonance from the cosmic mother. Qi waves can preserve the past and generate the future. Qi with emotive essences is like a pheromone going from person to person, exciting the same emotion in each person. People respond to qi empathically. Coincidences separated by time can form predictive patterns over time. Of the simplest, a causal phenomena may present two ends, the present and the future. I would like to point a few words about shamanism, because the very foundation of Chinese medicine, Chinese thought, is basically founded in shamanism. The very primitive concept of life, which at some point led to elemental philosophy. But I would like to basically to cite anthropologist Michael Harner, who mentioned that one of the interesting features of a successful guardian spirit journey is that it often involves synchronicities or remarkable coincidences. For example, it is common for the patient, after receiving an animal spirit, I'm talking about shamanism, to reveal to the shaman that he or she already had an unusual connection with that particular animal. It may have been a deep childhood association, a recent peculiar encounter, or a long-time tendency to collect images and drawings of the creature. Another kind of synchronicity that often occurs is that the patient experienced some of the same details of the journey as the shaman, although no verbal communication took place. In shamanic work, it is important to be on the lookout for the occurrence of positive synchronicities, for they are the signals that power is working to produce effects far beyond the normal bounds of the probability. What exactly does synchronicity have to do with shamanism? Literally everything. One of the major tenets of shamanism is that everything is alive and conscious. So when we attune ourselves to nature, she gladly imparts her wisdom through messengers from the animal, plant, and mineral kingdoms. Shamanistic or shamanic practices pave the way to increased synchronicity. Taoists see all natural events as mystical. Yeah, because actually Taoists pretty much continue the shamanistic way. And in the contemporary world, however, causation explains everything. For example, reason to commit crime or the effect of any action. Science, in contrary, confirms that causation is an indefinite state of action. In quantum theory, known experiment is that sometimes the window breaks before the ball is thrown, which means sometimes final event precedes starting event. And that actually brings us to the very basic question. What is synchronicity? Synchronicity refers to simultaneous occurrence of two or more seemingly unrelated events. For example, to see 11:11 or 12:12 on the clock once doesn't mean out of ordinary. However, seeing it several times in a row becomes subjectively and objectively significant. For many, such event might look unexplainable or even magical. But as a matter of fact, it is just a matter of synchronicity. There is a very, very famous experiment done, firstly, by scientists known Kuramoto, and mostly in Japan, it is known the so-called metronome effect, which leads to something which is called spontaneous synchronization. I would like to say a few words about it. I hope you can have opportunity finding it online. You can just type anywhere like metronome effect, try to find it on YouTube or anywhere where you can basically see the experiment. And this is very famous, very old basically experiment, which means that the spontaneous synchronization of coupled non-linear oscillators was first described in something about 1665 by the great Dutch scientist Christian Huygens. Synchronicity of metronomes is, as I mentioned, a very popular experiment often conducted for school children to show them how even tiny adjustments in the physics of objects can produce an overall effect. After multiple metronomes are randomly set in motion, they eventually synchronize on the same pulse. I would like to point that all of the metronomes are set up in a different speed. And what gives metronomes their synchronicity? Much alike metronomes, humanity finds itself moving in diverse directions. And the experiments that actually states that over the course of a minute or two, not 10 or even 20, for example, 32 metronomes or 50 or 100 or so on, can sync up and remain that way without any intervention. The only law is actually that metronomes have to be set up within the distance of 40 centimeters. Doesn't matter, is it between the metronomes, concrete, aquarium, set of objects? Doesn't matter, really. It means that multiple metronomes randomly set in motion will eventually synchronize on the same pulse because they transfer energy to the common platform they are on. Then that energy transfers back to the metronomes until they all sync up and start hitting the beat in one wavelength. The metronome effect provides a striking parallel to the complex tapestry of human interaction and interconnections. Humanity moves in diverse directions, akin to metronomes placed on different bases. the low absolute interdependence can unify the varied tracks of our interconnected humanity and guide us toward harmonious coexistence. Humanity might consciously start to work as a connected human network where our well-being depends on each other. The law of absolute interdependence stipulates that every person is interconnected with others, and each resonates with collective consequences. There is a remarkable example of spontaneous synchronization across populations. It's not just mechanical phenomena like ticking metronomes. Large populations of crickets or neurons manage to synchronize their behavior so that the chirps of their neural firings end up working lockstep progression. There is a very famous model of synchronization called Kuramoto, and it is basically the beautiful example of a simple mathematical system that is able to capture complicated behavior in a complex system found by Yoshiki Kuramoto. And well-known examples of collective synchronization in biology are those of fireflies flashing and crickets chirping in sync. Collective synchronization also appears within organism. For example, in insulin-secreting cells in the pancreas and in the pacemaker cells in the heart. There are cells in the brain and spinal cord that synchronize in order to control the rhythm of breathing and running. And the most important feature the Kuramoto model revealed is the distinct phase transition in these kinds of systems. A phase change is a relatively abrupt shift from one kind of behavior, which is basically in no synchronization, to another behavior, set of behavior, which basically is complete synchronization. And scientists found that Kuramoto model displayed a clear one set of synchronization, which is the hallmark of a phase change, as the coupling strength between a population of oscillators increases, they will make the sudden transition from chaos into chorus. If every cricket is chirping with its own pulse, a pulse completely random when compared with all the other crickets, then only a very strong coupling will lead to a beautiful synchronization of chirps. It means that crickets are really paying attention to each other. Only if all the crickets have innate chirping frequencies that are relatively close to each other, can they can fall into synchronization, and then they can do so even with weak couplings. However, in the contemporary times, time becomes absolute and the most important factor. Our bodies possess internal timekeepers called circadian rhythms. Every day we follow cycles of physical and mental changes. When happens geophysical errors, such as uneven movement of the Earth in space, animals can sense it and behave accordingly, like before storm or earthquake. It exists metronomic system for the temporal marking of ontogenesis. Well, what is ontogenesis? Well, ontogenesis basically means a purely biological unfolding of events involved in an organism changing gradually from a simple to a more complex level. It should be emphasized that the rhythm used by a species for the functioning of its metronome is fundamentally different from biological rhythms, sometimes used to explain the feature of development of or aging, because the metronomic rhythm is of exogenous rather than endogenous origin, and therefore is more stable, which is essential for measuring large time intervals. The ventricular brain system is an organ that was created by evolution, most likely, primarily for the functioning of metronomic system and temporal settings of ontogenesis. It is probably the reason why the nervous system architecture is developed in embryogenesis from the neural tube, which is not only a precursor of brain regions, but also of the cerebrospinal fluid circulation system that is indispensable for the metronome function. This is basically the synchronization of the organic systems. If we use synchronization in the business-related scene and fields, we can say that the metronome effect in relation with business is based on the principle that businesses need to operate like a metronome in order to scale effectively. That is, they need to have a consistent beat of rhythm that they can follow as they grow. This consistent beat enables businesses to track their progress and make necessary adjustments along the way. Shannon Susco is the author of Metronome Effect, a book which provides entrepreneurs with a framework for scaling their businesses. Shannon has developed a three-part framework for implementing the metronome effect in businesses. This framework consists of setting the right tempo, maintaining consistency, and making adjustments. The final step in implementing the metronome effect is to set the right tempo for your business. This tempo will be different for every business, and will need to be adjusted over time as the business grows. Once you have set the right tempo, it's important to maintain consistency in your operations. This means having clear systems and processes in place so that everyone in your organization knows what needs to be done and when. As your business grows, you will need to make adjustments to your tempo and systems. While implementing the metronome effect can help you scale your business effectively. By setting the right tempo, maintaining consistency, and making adjustments along the way, you can ensure that your business is always moving forward. Within the human body and our own well-being, such as feeling healthy and in peace, I would like to point that synchronization is of the primary importance to meditation. For example, when we connect to the source energy, as we can form during meditation, many great and positive things happen, clearing mental blocks, mitigating the negative effects of stress, reducing anxiety, bringing the body into a state of relaxation, slowing your heart rate, stimulating your immune system, and so on. Heart-brain synchronization is the integration of mind, body, and spirit. It occurs when the electrical activity of the heart and brain is synchronized. In recent years, there has been numerous researches of effects of meditation on heart-brain synchronization with respect to mental and emotional health and well-being, in sense to explore the rhythmic synchronicity between the brain and heart. Vast evidences suggest that heart-brain synchronization facilitates mental and emotional connections, and meditation has the potential to regulate the fluctuation of the mind. Regular meditation practice may result in physiological synchrony between cardiac and neural behavior, which can be considered a quality index for meditation practice. Yeah, I basically wanted to point out that meditation is also the result of synchronistic relationship, in this case related to the heart and the brains. But I would like also to point that the meditation helps to very many reactions of the body which are very healthy, such as it helps us to improve quality of life. And meditation is considered alternative and complementary treatments for different illnesses and disorders. Many studies reveal positive effects of meditation on encountering disorders such as stress, anxiety, and depression. And meditation in general may have a significant effects on the autonomous nervous system. So, a great topic, a long speech, I would say, about spontaneous synchronization and within the Chinese medicine principles, basically led us to till the end of this very topic. I hope you enjoyed. Hopefully, you learned something new. And having said that, I try to sublime and summarize the most important about synchronization, in particular spontaneous synchronization, the ideas in Taoism and basically in Chinese philosophy and in Chinese medicine. So, till the next time, stay in touch. The next time we will talk about fascia, or medically speaking, interstitium. Till the next time, with love and light.
TCM Podcast, all about Chinese medicine.